This is JIS News. Coming up, government signs loan agreements with the World Bank, Office of the Children's Registry conducting training in search and rescue techniques, and CARICOM moves to implement electronic public procurement system. The news in detail after this message.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The government has signed three loan agreements totaling $105 million with the World Bank. The agreements were signed by Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips and World Bank Country Director for Jamaica, Sophia Sertain, in Washington, D.C. on September 3. Dr. Phillips says the loans are in support of three main projects: the Foundation for Competitiveness and Growth, youth employment in digital and animation industries, and the Strategic Public Sector Transformation Project.
This is an important addition to the cooperation between the World Bank and ourselves, and is all aimed at advancing the prospects of growth in Jamaica as we go through a quite strenuous economic reform program that forms the foundation of the arrangements with the International Monetary Fund and with the other multilateral institutions here.
The finance minister is assuring that the government will do all it can to ensure the successful implementation of the three projects. Dr. Phillips is leading a delegation to Washington, D.C. for a series of discussions with officials from the International Monetary Fund, Inter-American Development Bank, World Bank, and the U.S. Treasury and U.S. State Department. 111 at-risk youth from the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH households recently completed skills training and remedial lessons at the Steps to Work Summer Camp 2014. The camp gave participants a second chance to re-enter the formal education system. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the camps have been a success over the years and has assisted in reintegrating at-risk youth across Jamaica into the formal education system.
Over the years, the summer camp intervention has proven to be very effective in meeting its objectives, as results show that upwards of 83% of the participants are ultimately reintegrated in some form of educational institution and training.
Minister Kellyer was addressing the closing ceremony for the Steps to Work Summer Camp 2014 at Chestervale, St. Andrew on Wednesday. The camp benefited male and female students aged 14 to 17 years from all 14 parishes. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is training professional groups in search and rescue techniques as part of plans to increase their ability to locate missing children. Registrar of the OCR, Greg Smith, says training sessions were conducted earlier this year with groups in St. Thomas, St. Catherine, St. Anne, Trelawney, and St. James.
The participants trained include nurses, educators, Minister of Religion Guidance Councils, children's officers, fire personnel, parish disaster coordinators, civil servants, probation officers, members of the judiciary, as well as representatives from various non-governmental and community-based organizations.
The OCR plans to print and distribute 3,000 copies of its search and rescue protocol manual, which provides guidance to individuals as they try to locate missing children. The manuals will be disseminated to schools, residential child care facilities, government ministries, departments and agencies, as well as private sector companies. It may also be downloaded from the OCR's website, ocr.gov.jm, later this year. Jamaica is to benefit from a regional project aimed at creating a fully functional electronic public procurement system across the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME. The Regional Integration Electronic Public Procurement System, to be implemented across CARICOM member states, is geared towards the liberalization and integration of the regional market for trade in goods and services. Program Manager CSME CARICOM Secretariat Ivor Carroll says Jamaica and other Caribbean states have much to gain from the successful development of such a system, expected to be in place by 2016.
You're looking at a market that is something in the vicinity of $17 billion a year. And in fact, government is one of the biggest single sectors in every economy in CARICOM. So if you want to boost intra-regional trade and for each country generate business and create employment, one of the solutions is to open the market for government procurement.
Mr. Carroll was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.